Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Check it.
Me and Poon, the room is spit, plus the chrome is gripped. I'm like a DVD extra, I keep a bonus clip. I show up, covered in throw up, rip out my intestines to prove I got more guts than four sluts to the sex line. What's my next rhyme? I'm like a clock, only better than a Tech 9. It's chess check time, more brains than Brenstein, homie. More brains than Benstein, homie. Yes, I'm the best sign to no label in the industry. And I chill in the streets, spitting with efficient energy and infinite entity. I'm nemesis for a reason, you don't want me as an enemy. Smoking dirty, golfing Hennessy, bone like I'm ghostly. Heaters on my hips, so I'm always toasty. Cause I'm illiterate beatboxing, but I'm still a beast when I rhyme. Sneeze, chase, cheese, and I shine harder than Florida. Usually spit metaphors that cause rheumatic sores to appear in your aorta. Rip way more flows than court orders are served. So order the hors d'oeuvres that you be deserved. Grab a few reserves of the steel. Act like you ain't never heard of a real MC with a murdering spill. Serving a meal of bourbon and steel to you cats that don't eat meat, but you ain't allergic to veal. Cause I'm a pimp who lives life like he's Muslim. Has six wives and pushing and peddling drugs. So when he one of you Scooby-Doo meddling punks, dead and in the fear, get ready to meddle in chunks. When the engine wants to be settled in dust, while I level and crush with wordplay. Shit, I'm better than y'all on my worst day. My brain's twitching, Black Mayo was my name, bitches. I'm incognito, packing a stainless and a plane fitted. Aiming at my target and any main witness. Used to be the fella in the yellow cape, and I'm the dude that caused the crates, a reason for the yellow tape. Man, I'm telling you, I'm hood like Suge Knight. It's time for your story time, rappers to go to bed, it's a good night. Cause I tried to lead a game once, but y'all wouldn't let me. Cause my flow's as cold and in the frozen can of Pepsi. So I rode through on a scooter, strapped with the Ruger, slap ya and shoot ya, clap at ya, school ya, for beating the facts. I make your heartbeat come to a stop, leaving it flat. I pass dudes like weed in the class, I mean in the brag, but I'm a mean thief with a mag. My music makes hits like Fat Joe, believe it, it's crack. I'm sick of life, but I mean deep in this trap. This can't even be like drunk bitches eating the cab. Pigs piss me off, so when I see in my blast, I keep the pork and the beef with the seeds in the hash. These motherfuckers never see me, I freestyle and smash. I messed up on the last part, but I keep going when I'm flowing. I know when I'm proposed, it's colder than the snow blowing in Michigan, 30 below. Oh, that's zero, a hero, these super zeros, like Robert De Niro. I'm all about my money, dummy, it isn't funny. I'm hungry, get the money in my pockets, it's like my pockets is my stomach. I never plummet, fall from a precipice. I swear I'm the best at this. The death of this rap game will be my entrance. Cause I'm killing it all. I'm real with a dog, you understand it? Yo. Yo. I guess. You be smoking the stress, smoking a cess, and I be having a session. You should take a lesson. I'm a verbal Smith and Wesson. I'm the best in, I never stay the best in. I be at the days in, I always blaze them. Cats know that me, I am like Eminem. Psych, that's just me saying I'm amazing. Cause I'm grazing like the herd and the cattle. Never heard a word to reverse a battle. Out of my mouth, I swear to God I'm not from the South. So don't compare me to no Bubba or Paul Walker, ow. Or Paul Wall or Paul Walker, ow. Show you motherfuckers like a hunt, ow. I'm tongue twisting. It's like I'm rapping so fast that my fucking tongue's twisted. Well, either that or my tongue's missing. Hey, yo. Oh, I missed this shit. Yo. Hey, yo.
Call me the boss, I run the streets playing the game, but I ain't playing fair. Connect gang on the come up this year. rhyme was never know what I might do. I will rise up the smoke every last one of you. 100, yo, I'm a beast. Watch your back if you ever try and cross me. People say sometimes I should chill, but I still do what the fuck I wanna do. Getting money now ain't easy, everybody wanna take it. Thinking about coming from mine to rethink it. Cause vengeance will be swift, cut you down and beat you your own dick. Done with y'all now, back to the money. My boy Slick talking about it getting hungry. So we rolling deep through the hood on the creek. Catch the sucker slipping and we taking his shit. My team working so hard, we headshot fake rappers, so we learn how to dodge. In the future they will pay homage. We hold the whole 106 and Park hostage. We taking over this shit. Trust my condolences to anybody that's opposing us. Nah, fuck that, we just shoot up your wake. All truth, no love for a fake.
Yeah. One shot for you bitch ass niggas. Two shots for you snitch ass niggas. Three clocks for you rich ass niggas. Four clocks for you freak ass niggas. One shot for you bitch ass niggas. Two shots for you snitch ass niggas. Three clocks for you rich ass niggas. Four clocks for you freak ass niggas. My ambition, the only thing that keep me going. Not many believe, but I foresee the geek flow. Seen a lot of things, many souls could tell me. Done a lot of things, tell my soul will rub me. Caused a lot of pain, kinda strange how I come back. Facing 10 felonies, thought it was a gun rap. Resource to the motherfuckers from a cell block. 100,000 bail on my back, and we shell shot. Word is a motherfucker, and just sending hot dogs on the head. Cold words, trying to rail it out, lick the seal, mail it out. If it wasn't for the fear, can't say it, but I wouldn't be here. Older Fetty and I'm 3D, so put some glasses on. Hearts drop when they see me, and ain't no mask it on. Southwest masked on, charging with my horn. Don't let the image in the club pull you up torn between the murderers. Do the right thing, never game bang with games, but I done bang games. They don't wait to net from the island to the heart of Southwest. Leave your whole fucking city in a mess. So fuck what you heard, I'm back in effect. Ride with the best. All work, no rest. Land of the murderers. Home of the homicide. Ever since my first load up on the top and down the ride. Yeah. One shot for you bitch ass niggas. Two shots for you bitch ass niggas. Three clocks for you rich ass niggas. Four clocks for you freak ass niggas. One shot for you bitch ass niggas. Two shots for you bitch ass niggas. Three clocks for you rich ass niggas. Four clocks for you freak ass niggas.
What up, cuz?
What up, though, cuz? Connect Gang Radio.
Special edition.
Yes, sir. New night.
Yeah, we had some technical difficulties yesterday when we had the homie on here and all that. And I think something was going on with the site or whatever, but we got it sorted out, and we doing it up again tonight.
That's what's up. We got the homie T-Crime. And he had to be heard. I mean, we had to make sure my man was heard because he had a lot of real shit to talk about. So it's fucked
hell
up.
Hell yeah, without a doubt.
Shit.
I'm going to put him through.
Yeah.
Yo, what's good, yo?
All right, what's good?
What's good,
man? What up,
though, T-Pop? What's good, homie? Shit, can y'all hear me? We got a better connection this
yeah,
time?
Yeah, we got you. We got you.
Yeah, let me take this shit off the speakerphone, man. My bad, man. I was just running out of a meeting and shit, man. I've been running on E, you know what I'm saying? Basically just no sleep around here, man. It's a whole lot of it's a different ball game, you know, making that transition from the island scene. You know, I'm out here in the West now. I'm in Vegas and shit, man. There's just a lot of different things popping and shit. So just got done with that. Have to call back in because, you know, I heard, you know, just cats was just having, like, issues or whatever with the audio or whatever. I don't know what happened, man, but to be honest with you, you can just chalk that up to the forces of evil again, trying to stop that real shit from, you know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So what's good, man? Shit. What y'all got for me tonight, man? I got a headache, man. You know, part of my headache is the lack of support that some cats, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, man, from my beloved home state, you know what I'm saying? I'm just
preaching
shocked, man. But it's all
you
good.
Preaching
it's all
the
good.
Choir.
Huh?
You preaching to the choir, man.
We
did make some contacts over there in some venues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
you said
I know
what,
you got
girl,
a lot of
talk
about it. It's ugly.
Yeah, no, I can. I think we got a bad connection. I'm gonna turn my phone up real quick. No, but man, it's just man, it's cool, man. You know, it is what it is. Cause now that the project is out, you know, I got my second mixtape out, man. Paradise Ugly. You know, I'm speaking a lot of real shit in there. I love Hawaii to death, man. I just wish there was a little more unity. You know, and you know, there's a couple of cats that really have the potential that are coming from there and that have already left the island, you know what I'm saying, that are doing things and stuff like that, that could really, you know, help Hawaii scene overall. But the problem is nobody really wants to back, you know, any one particular artist. The ones that they do choose to back are more comedy-based. They do it for likes. And, you know, they get a lot of views and shit like that, but they're real more, you know, they're more comedy-based. You know, they're just, you ask me, they're clowns, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's just how I see it. And they just doing it for the local love, and that's cool. You know, if that's all you want to do and shit like that, man, real talk, do it, you know, all day long. But, you know, some cats really, this is their life. This is their lifestyle. This is how they eat, you know what I'm saying? I've made a business of, I made money off of this shit, you know what I'm saying? I make money off of this shit. I've found ways to generate revenue off of hip hop. It may not be like necessarily record sales or some shit like that, or mixtape sales. Shit, I've been booking shows, you know, for how long? You know what I'm saying? In Hawaii, a decade already. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I left about a year ago, but you know what I'm saying? I still got all my ties and stuff like that. I still broker verses, you know, features, help people book concerts, all kinds of promoters hit, you know, artists hit me all the time. So, you know, I keep doing it, you know what I'm saying? And so I just had to expand, man. You know what I'm saying? I had to expand, and I'm just glad that I made a move. Now the rest of the world is hearing, you know, what I got to offer and shit, T-Cron the artist, you know, as opposed to T-Cron the promoter, because a lot of cats in Hawaii was thinking, oh, shit, you know, oh, he fell off, he's just a promoter now. Nah, fuck that, man, you know? I do all that. You know, I wear many, many
right.
different hats, you feel me?
It's a full-time job.
Yeah, hell yeah. This is life, man. This is life. It's a full-time gig, dog. I sleep very few hours. I got sleep issues. You know what I'm saying? And when I do knock out, I got to take me a pop me some over-the-counter sleep aids. You know, I'm not a pill popper or whatever, so I'm not going to go there. You know what I'm saying? I'm just fucking with
you. Nah.
I don't want to be one of those advocates for some sort of, you know what I'm saying? Nah. But,
yeah,
you know,
right.
The game has a way of wearing, you know, wearing on you, man. I've been doing this shit since, honestly, man, I've been recording since I was 16 years old. You know what I'm saying? I started back in 99, bro. You know what I mean? So, you know, I ain't new to this. As the saying goes, I ain't new
right.
to this. I'm true to this. You feel me? So, shit, man, y'all got any specific questions for me? I like shooting off the top, but, you know, it's y'all show. I know we got callers. We got people lined up, whatever. You know what I'm saying? They was trying to get in last night. You know what I'm saying? They couldn't
oh, yeah.
get into.
The boards are full right now.
Yeah,
we know.
I mean, you know,
number
if y'all got anything.
DJ.
What's that? Go for it. What?
I think there's that one number on there, DG?
Nah, it ain't there yet.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm going to go put somebody through, though. They've been waiting for a minute.
All right.
Yeah, put them through.
559-572,
are
you on?
Yo, what's happening, man? It's Crown Vic. What's up with it?
Oh, well,
hey,
Crown Vic.
Good?
T Crime, man, I'm listening in, man. That shit's hot, man, for real, bro. I've been listening ever since, you know what I'm saying? They said they listen in, man, and T Crime, man, I don't know if I'm sure or not, but I'm pretty sure we talked in the past, man. Just not never happened. I don't know what happened.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've been waiting for you to call me, brother. I know exactly. You know, you hit me up a little while ago, man. I got your text and everything, so you know you got my number locked in, my G. Just you know, I'm rocking with it. I definitely, you know, shared some of your music on the timeline or whatever. So you know, some cats was like, damn son, you know, you sound kind of like Vizzy or something. I was like, yeah, he kind of does. You know what I'm saying? You know, I grew up on, you know, Bone Thugs and shit like that. So I don't know if that's, you know, that's the style you bring in, or you got a whole project dropping, or you just dropping singles here and there, man. But that shit was hot. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Shout out to them, man. Shout out to Gut and Clip, man. They showing love, man. Shout out to you, man. I'm hearing you, man. I'm listening in, man.
Hell yeah. Did you
For real,
bro. Did you get a chance to stream or download that Paradise Ugly mixtape hosted by Crooked Eye, a Slaughterhouse?
No, I didn't get it. Nah, bro. You got to send me the link to that again,
bro.
Oh,
man, I forgot, man. I'll post it on your wall and shit, you know what I'm saying, on the Facebook junk. For anybody listening, man, just add me up on Facebook. It's not hard to find me. If you, you know, just type in T-Q-R-O-N, or you can Google it or Bing it or whatever, you know, your favorite search engine. I don't care. You know, it'll come up. You'll get my official website. There'll be hundreds of, you know, searches and stuff. So, yeah, man, I'm going to post the link on your page, dog. Hell yeah, I want your opinion on it, you know. And then
right.
whenever you're ready to hit me with some business or whatever, man, hit my line.
Well, shit, man, the shit, I need to get out there, man. You close, man. You say you're in Vegas, right?
Hell yeah, I'm in Vegas, my G. I'm in Vegas, man.
I need to get out there, man.
Hell yeah.
Are you open?
Yeah, I'm Cali Rivers out of Cali in the Valley, man.
That's what it is, man.
Man,
that's what it is. Yeah.
It's funny y'all are talking on the thing here, because we were actually thinking about throwing y'all together on the track for that Connect World mixtape.
Oh, okay,
hey,
shit, I'm down for that.
Hey, Clip, Gutter, man, I'm about, like, I'm like four bars from Clip's verse, and then when I get them both done, I'm going to send them both out, man.
Oh, shit.
I'm about done with y'all.
Damn, I'm down for that, my G. I'm down for that. It'll be like I haven't done a song with Busy or any of the Bone Thugs. Honestly, those are some of the guys, you know, one of my idols that I haven't had the privilege of booking in concert or working with or doing a song with or anything like that yet. I haven't met them yet, but I will soon. I guess doing a song with you might be close enough, huh?
Hey, much love, man. hey, Crime Man, right, Crime Man, much love, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to send me that link over so I can download that, man.
Hell yeah, I'm about to do that as soon as I get off the air, you dig?
Hey, much love, though, man. Much love to y'all, man. Gut and Clip, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Much love, man.
Hey, we appreciate you, fam.
Yeah, much love.
Appreciate y'all, man. I'm going to send that over as soon as I'm done with it.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. I'm going to post a link to Paradise Ugly on your page and shit like that, man. I appreciate you calling in, man. Gutter, man, I was going to tell everybody, if they don't know, there's two different ways that they can grab Paradise Ugly right now. I was having some issues with datpiff.com. I was going to make that the main download platform. Unfortunately, at the time when I released the product, their servers were overloaded, and they just weren't able to process my request to get the damn mixtape up and out to the public. So I had just uploaded it on AudioMac, and AudioMac is, you know, has the most amount of hits and the downloads and the plays and everything like that. So if you guys go to AudioMac, just type in T-Cron, T-Q-R-O-N, they'll find it. Or, you know, you can go to DatPiff, you know, type in T-Q-R-O-N, you know, Paradise Ugly is the name of the title. You know, hosted by Crooked Eye, you know, King Crooked, you know. Shit, man, I mean, I've been getting some amazing, amazing, you know, response. You know, this is that real hip-hop shit, man. I ain't talking that nonsense that they playing these days on the radio. We all know that real shit don't even exist on the radio, you dig?
Hell yeah.
Just in case some cats haven't gotten a chance to, you know, listen to it or anything like that, man. So, yeah, man, any specific questions that y'all have for me, man?
Um, Well, shoot, man. It seems like the callers, man. Everybody wants to get on here.
And you blowing up all over the country right now. We got area codes from all over.
Okay, shit. Let's call out some of the area codes. And you know that Ludacris song, right? I got codes. I'm just fucking with y'all, man. Yeah. Nah, area codes,
yeah,
man. Luda's one of my favorite, man. Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Who we got on line now?
313-465, you on?
Hey, I just knew it was me. I just knew it.
Who this?
Every time I always pop in right on time. What's good, family? Y'all all right?
Gutter, who we got on?
Booker in the house.
I had talked to you that one time, man. I was like, shit, you sound familiar. What's good, man?
Yeah, no. Slow motion around here, man. Trying to get shit right.
Okay. Shit, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. Good talking to you again, man. It's been a few months, man. How's everything? I heard y'all killed that, what was it, February 20th?
Oh, man, we done.
Yeah,
man.
Tell me about that, man. Tell me about what y'all had going down, man. Let them hear it.
That was a bomb last show right there with the little titty bar girls and shit. It was all cold.
But y'all had some performances and all, right? How'd that go?
Yeah, we did the performances, went nice, you know what I'm saying? Shot a video or two as well.
Oh, okay.
And we just trying to edit it now and put them shits together now.
Yeah. I know we were talking about me trying to get out there, man, but just the scheduling and everything, the timing didn't work out, man. But the next one, like Jay, you mentioned the next one that y'all be doing and shit, you know, I'll be coming out for that. When you feel me? So,
yeah, we trying to
let me
get you in the blue.
Hell yeah. I know y'all going to have a lot of more shows coming through, you know what I'm saying? And if y'all need any event planning or any, you know, any type of help with that stuff, man, concert booking, if y'all... You know, people don't know, man, but that's really what I do on the back end, too. You know what I'm saying? I be booking concerts and shit, man. Literally anybody you can think of. You know what I mean?
You got a summer tour coming up, right?
What's that? I couldn't hear y'all.
Didn't you say you had a summer tour coming up? You were going out. So then we followed up with the egg. Would you
tell yourself?
Can you hear me?
You had a summer tour,
I can hear you. You talking to me. Shit, there's a lot of echoes in the back and shit. But you talking about a tour, you said?
Yeah, didn't you say something about a summer tour you had coming up?
You know what? I'm trying to... Oh, yeah. With regards to that, man, what I'm aiming for is something around that time frame because I got, you know, a bunch of cats in different cities like cats like y'all, cats in the surrounding states, surrounding cities, you know, even next door in Cali, up in Washington, you know, Arizona, you know, Texas, all over, man, like where they, you know, everybody wanted to hear some of that Paradise Ugly and shit like that, man. And I want to play something with my man Jick, you know, shout out to Jick Jones, you know, my right hand, you know what I'm saying? That's my Amber brother, man. So I want to get on the road with him, you know what I'm saying? So we looking at some situations and shit like that where we're mapping everything out, man. And, you know, it's a lot different. It's a lot different being off the rock. You know what I'm saying? So everything is about timing. You know, everything is about timing. It's all about business. You know, the money got to be right. You know what I'm saying? So if promoters, you know, and promoters is trying to, you know, make shit happen, then they know how to get in touch with me. You know, for bookings, they can just hit me up at tcron808@gmail.com. If I don't want to deal with you, I'll pass you off to somebody in my management team. Normally, I'll deal with you myself, unless it's a really complex booking. You know what I'm saying? So it's really easy to get in touch with me. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter how.
Right. That's how you know
whether they call
100 too, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these cats, man, they act like, okay, so they're doing a few things, right? And all of a sudden, you know, you try to show some love or whatever on the social media, they never get a response back. So then, you know, they create this like, oh, yeah, I'm above you type shit, man. A lot of the times cats be like, damn, son, you doing things with this guy, this guy, this guy, but you talking to me like, you know, like, nobody even ever responds to me or nothing. I'm like, damn, son, you hit me up. You know what I'm saying? You showing love. What am I supposed to do? You know what I'm saying? I'm just responding.
Right, that's a real dude.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing different. I'm just working, man. And it's just God, you know what I'm saying? He's blessing me. That's it. You dig? That's the way I look at it. And so everybody asked me about how, oh, yeah, you know, how the Shady record of plug come about and everything, woo, woo, woo. Or are you signing to Shady? No, I'm not signing to Shady. Like, I'm trying to get everybody to understand I'm not signing to Shady Records at all. That has nothing to do with anything. I have a project that's called The Chronicles Mixtape Volume 2, Paradise Ugly. It's hosted by Crooked Eye of Shady Records, a.k.a. King Crooked. So, yeah, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the times, man, cats got shit twisted. Nah, man, but, you know, y'all can put 2 and 10 together and equal 47. You dig? Like, where I could already see, if I'm getting the cosign, then there may be something that goes on in the future. You never know what God has in mind. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm going to say. But as far as, you know, so I don't want nobody, you know, blowing things out of proportion. I don't need no phone calls from Shady themselves. You know what I'm saying? I don't want him hitting me or anybody from the camp being like, yo, you know what I'm saying? What's these motherfuckers talking about? Nah, get it right. T-Cron is still independent. T-Cron is T-Cron. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Until that's, you know, until anything else, until further notice, shit, that's the way it stands. But that's that, you know what I'm saying? Shit, we got anybody else on the line right now?
Yeah. Yeah, we got. All
right.
Man, this dude been holding for a minute. 214-621, you on?
214, okay.
The 214, where you at?
Thank God, 214. 214, you there? That must be another one of them butt dialers.
214, so, I think that's a Texas area code. If I'm not mistaken. Yeah, they might have hung up or something like that, or they might be on mute or something, listening. It's all gravy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe.
So,
all right, I'm going to go put this other one through. 313-72,
okay.
You on?
Yo, what up, though? It's Southwest Sergio.
Hey, what up, bro?
Good? What's good, homie?
Shit, chilling. Yo, what up?
What's popping with you, man? You out there in the 313 and shit, huh?
Hell yeah.
So what is it for y'all? I'm on Pacific Standard Time. It's like 9. Y'all sitting there like 11, huh? 11 on a what is it?
It's
Wednesday
Thursday
night
over here, dog. It's Thursday.
Midnight over here.
Thursday?
Yeah,
that's
we
right.
Already
they
like
saving.
Me.
Yeah. Y'all turning up on a Thursday?
Turning up on Thursday.
Or Thursday morning or some shit like that, man. How y'all get down out there in the 313? I'm curious, man. Y'all tell me something. I'm going to interview y'all for a second.
Let them know how we get down, Sergio.
Yeah, we ain't got to let nobody know. Niggas already know, man.
I heard y'all be getting crazy out there, bro. I got some people from out there. Yeah.
You know, we had the hip hop man in this bitch for a minute.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. You know what I'm saying? I was just looking at somebody just hit me on the Facebook. They were like, they read the flyer that DG put up, something about the most controversial woo woo woo. I was like, yeah. I mean, you know, people often look at that. That adjective that describes myself in some fashions, and it scares them. It just creates this, like, oh my God, controversial, it must be bad. Nah, there's a lot of things that are controversial. I mean, shit, abortion's controversial, you know what I'm saying? It's not necessarily a bad thing for the person that, you know what I'm saying? The problem with the shit that I do or say is that it's real. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so when I'm reading this message, that just brought up a good point. Like, I wanted to clarify that. So when y'all put, like, you know, one of the most successful 808 artists or controversial, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's true, because here's the thing. A lot of what I say is controversial because it's not as popular as one would like it to be, because the truth usually never is. And the problem is, I don't, you know what I'm saying? The problem is, I don't really have an issue speaking the truth, but a lot of people have an issue hearing the truth. And that's the problem, see? People don't want to hear the real shit. So it becomes controversial because when I'm speaking on topics that nobody else wants to touch on, like things such as, like, you know, low-key racism or whatever in the islands, or the fact that, you know, like when I talk about Paradise Ugly and I describe about what's going on out there and to speak about, like, the poverty, the homelessness, and, you know, the fact that, you know, moms is working like 2-3 jobs just to, you know what I'm saying, pay a $1,200 rent for a 200-square-foot fucking closet space, you know, in McKeeke or some shit. You know, like, they feel like, you know what I'm saying, this is real controversial, and it makes the island look bad or something like that or whatever. Nah, what I'm trying to say is, man, I think the island's being neglected as a whole. I think that the government out there is trying to drive away all the people of Hawaii and bring in all the fucking the money from all over the world by putting up all these high-rise fucking luxury condominiums and shit, trying to wipe out
the luxury. They're trying to put on the rich people.
Yeah, that's what they're trying to do. And the rest of the world don't see that shit. They just see a postcard and they think Hawaii's paradise. And it's yeah, it is paradise to an extent. It was paradise.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest,
paradise with the number one homeless population in the country.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, at the same time, it's like beautiful ugly. Yeah.
Shit, you go and ask one of them homeless motherfuckers down there in Detroit if they where they rather be homeless at, and I guarantee you they're gonna say Hawaii, you know. Shit, because it gets
that's
cold around
truth.
Here. Imagine
that's the truth.
Below zero. You
that's
gotta sleep on the sewers. Stay warm. We got steam that come out of the sewers in our city. You gotta sleep on the sewer steam.
I got cats. You know, from New York and Jersey and shit like that. That, you know, have told me about days of homelessness and shit. You know, don't get it twisted, man. I've been homeless in my days and shit a few times. Not necessarily. I'm not going to say homeless,
too.
But houseless. You know what I'm saying? In Hawaii. So I know how it can be because, you know, I lost money, huge money on some shows. You know, that's just the business, man. That's the rap game. You know, you win some, you lose some, man. I'm going to be real about it. You know, a lot of cats don't like to talk about the business side or, you know, of the concert promotion shit, man. I'm gonna tell you straight. You win some and you lose some. Unfortunately in Hawaii, sometimes you lose a lot more than you win. So, you know, shit. Cats lose their homes. They lose everything. They lose their cars, they lose their apartment, whatever. You know, or they can double, triple up their profit, and, you know, they buying cars or whatever, you know, they throwing next shows or whatever. But, you know, so I know. So, yeah, versus being like, you know, being homeless, like when you touch on that subject, shit, you know, somebody being homeless in the United States in an area like Hawaii versus somewhere in Detroit or Chicago or New York or Jersey around this time, yeah, of course they're going to pick that. But see, that's another thing. What it is they were shipping a lot of the homeless from the colder states like y'all's, and they were bringing them to Hawaii just because of that. But now that's like overpopulated and shit, man, it's just getting real fucked up. It's getting real dirty, real filthy everywhere. It's just not a safe environment for anybody anymore. You know, there's a lot more that goes on than what people know about or that the media even tells about. There's more guns on that island than people could think of. You know what I'm saying? It's just, they ain't too much shooting going on because, I mean, it's a fucking island, man. What are you going to do? Where are you going to go? You going to shoot somebody or swim off the rock? No. You know? So people most of the time will handle it with their fists. You know, we still fight out there. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, in the West Coast. Yeah,
hey, I'm old.
I know in the West Coast, everybody got. You said what now?
Yeah, they still boxing in Hawaii.
I said, I'm old school. I got to throw them fists. Shit. I can't.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, in the West Coast and shit, everybody
quit. These stripes on and shit. Shit over here, that everybody, they made it legal for everybody to carry a gun, so everybody thinks they're a motherfucking cowboy and shit. Fucking, you can get away with murder and shit. Fucking someone beat your ass, and you, so you shoot him in self-defense, and you get out of jail the next day. But he didn't have a weapon. He was just kicking your motherfucking ass. But you got, you can get away with shooting his ass because you got a legal pistol on you. That's
right? Well, you know, in Nevada, man, everybody's strapped up here, too, in Vegas.
Yeah, oh, yeah, I know it's popping over there.
Yeah. It's cool, though, you know, shit, because everybody's strapped, like, everybody, you know, they respect it, you know, everybody respect each other, like, yo, it's cool, they know, you know, they know better, but, you know, it's Vegas, it's the entertainment capital of the world, shit always happens, you know what I'm saying, you know,
right.
But it is what it is. Shit, we got anybody else on the line or what, right now?
Nah.
The lines are clear right now?
Nah, we took all the callers.
Okay,
oh,
that's what's up. Whoever's on there, whoever was left on there, that's what it is, man. So, yeah, man, shit. You got any, DG, you got any of those tracks from the Paradise Bunker project?
I do. I got that one you did with Keith Murray. Shout out to him and his camp.
Hell yeah, Keith Murray and Coogee Rap, man, on the track with my man Jax. Shout out, man. Jax is in Afghanistan right now, man. He's a soldier, you dig? So, fucking, yeah, man, just on, you know, rapping with legends, man, Hawaii Cat, you know, trying to have the world see that, you know, there's a lot of talent that's hidden in Hawaii, man. I ain't going to say, like, you know, everybody's a superstar, man, but, man, we need a chance, yo, you know what I'm saying? I mean, Bruno Mars ain't trying to help a brother. That's all I know. So, you know, I'm trying to... I don't necessarily have to be that person. What's that?
I said, I'm going to go ahead and spin that track.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Go for it, man. Let him hear it.
Hell yeah.
Like a hoe, stay in my face. Yeah, I thought. turned you out, then pound you out, then hit you in your face with a given stout.
Yeah.
And you like, what's this all about? Yo, that's what you get for running your mouth. Lord, forgive me for all my sins. I murdered many men and this chapter's end. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me for all my sins.
Hell yeah, this is live as hell. that's that track, Lord Forgive Me, featuring Kool G Rap, Keith Murray, and my man Jax. That was actually featured on 2DopeBoys.com earlier in the month in February. You know, go look for it. You know what I'm saying? Fucking, I got a lot of love from a lot of these websites, a lot of these hip-hop blogs, man. You're going to start seeing a lot of interviews and mixtape reviews and shit like that, right? Real soon, I got this article. I mean, you know, it's a I'm featured in a section in XXL next month in the freshman edition. You know, the 2015 freshman edition. You know, I'm not saying I'm on the list or nothing, but I'm in that magazine, bro. Y'all need to look out for that. You know,
man, so, man, that's gotta feel good.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they, you know, I had some people, you know, reach out to me that you know, were basically, you know, they from the magazine and shit. So I was just like, yeah, this is perfect. It's perfect. It's amazing. You know, once the mixtape came out, man, a lot of doors opened. You know what I'm saying? And it's only been a month, but I know it's reaching places that I've never even seen before, and it's only a matter of time before, you know, God takes me to those places, you know what I'm saying? And that's just the way.
Hell yeah.
That's what I love about hip-hop, man. My music is taking me places, you know? And that's really what it's about. You know, that's why I do this shit, man. I'm not like these assembly line factory, you know, rappers and shit where, you know, I'm just trying to sound like the dude on the radio and shit, man. Nah, man, it's about creativity.
Yeah, those cookie-cutter rappers.
You know what I'm saying? It's cool, man. You need those, too. You need those cats, man, because, you know, if everybody sounded as dope as, you know, some of the best lyricists out, man, it'd be a like, you know what I'm saying? So, but you also need them to make you look like, you make you understand how much better you are than that stupid shit. You know, you can't stoop to that level. So a lot of cats, they give in, and they just try to conform, and then they start rapping like those stupid bullshit ass, you know, Dr. Seuss ass rappers and shit, and then they lose themselves.
Yeah, the Drakes
and the
Wiz Khalifas and all them.
Yeah. I mean, this is the way I look at it, man. There's already a Lil Wayne. You know, why are you trying to be like him? You know what I'm saying? There's already a Wiz Khalifa. Why are you trying to, you know, emulate Wiz? Or why you, you know what I'm saying? Like, be somebody different, man. Like, you know, but it is what it is, man. People like to, people aren't leaders, man. People aren't leaders, man. I learned to be a leader, man. I'm just fucking, I tell people to follow my lead sometimes. Sometimes people don't know what direction to take, you know what I'm saying? They don't know who to get behind and shit like that. Get behind somebody that gives back to you, man. I've always been doing that for Hawaii, man. I've been throwing shows and showcases and giving away money, you know, and doing battle raps and shit like that, man. I've spent a lot of my own money, you know, trying to entertain Hawaii and shit, and sometimes it's flop, you know what I'm saying, financially, but the show was great. So as long as the show was great, you know what I'm saying, and that's all I've been doing, man, is giving them my all. That's what I do is 197%, and that's all I know. You know what I'm saying?
Well, we sometimes did make progress with a couple clubs over there in Hawaii, though, on the booking, too, for this coming up before the end of the year is up.
Yeah, we're going to be Mad Marlins and Big Daddy's Poo-Poo's and Beer.
Yeah, where was that at, DG?
Mad Marlins and Big Daddy's Poo-Poo's and Beer.
Yeah, we got a couple spots and we're working
what is
on
that,
a couple
Big
other
Island?
Spots over there.
Yeah, that's on Big Island.
See, I've never been out there, bro. I've never been out to the Big Island, you know. So I'd like to get out there. Shit, that'd be kind of cool. Yeah, I've lived in Honolulu all my life, man. I mean, I've been in the mainland. I mean, you know, to, you know, on the continent.